Fair criticism or anti-Semitism? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. This week, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, posted a tweet implying that a pro-Israel group was buying off politicians. Well, not only was she scolded by her own party, she was accused of anti-Semitism. And yet, you can open the Jerusalem Post and find opinions far more critical than anything Representative Omar said. So I called Michael Friedson, who runs the media line in Jerusalem, to find out where the line is.
As a matter of fact, I frequently have conversations with Israelis who love to debate and love to trash the government. Mm-hmm. And the kind of conversations I hear, or even that I'm privy to, would clearly be considered anti-Semitic if it was somebody from outside the community in another country saying the same thing.
So it's like white people can't say the N-word.
It's exactly the analogy I was thinking of.
Except in the current climate, he told me, even Jews can find themselves labeled anti-Semitic.
There's a lot of internal criticism of Jews who are very actively and vocally anti-Israel, and they're very often called self-hating Jews.
So the line turns out to be blurry.
If this sounds confusing, it's only because it's confusing.
Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.